This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 115, SEO, AI, and LLMS.txt. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because people are kind of freaking out over AI and SEO and is AI taking over and all this other stuff. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. So before we get started, let's do a few reminders. New episodes come out on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's on podcast platforms. If you are listening on YouTube, it's a little bit after that. If you leave a comment on YouTube, I try to reply on Wednesday, but sometimes it's not until Thursday. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe. It would really help. And while we're on the topic of helping, if you want to help support the podcast, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. I appreciate all my Patreon subscribers very much. If you have a more involved SEO question and you'd like to set up an advisory call, on Zoom, you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com and we can talk about how to do that. If you have been on any SEO forums lately, there's a lot of talk about AI and how it's taking over and it's replacing SEO. We're going to talk a little bit about this today. Look, I have been in the SEO industry for 15 years, okay? And in this whole time, people keep saying, oh, SEO is over, it's done. Every time there's a change to like, you know, a search engine or something, they're like, it's over. And it's not. It's fine. It's been just fine. And it's okay. Okay. And now that AI is here, people are like, SEO is done. It's being destroyed by AI. Like, really, really okay. Anyways, I think what they're trying to ask is AI going to replace SEO? And I honestly think that maybe, but I think that people use AI differently than they use search engines. Okay. So I don't think that it's going to, I might, you know, not be accurate with this, but I don't think it's going to replace it, but I think they're both going to change a bit. But let's be clear. Okay. Search engine optimization was going to change anyway, because search engine optimization is always varying itself. Okay. And it's always needing new things and new attributes that have to be paid attention to and all these things, right? Like SEO from 20 years ago doesn't work the way it works today, right? But it's here. You know, people still use search engines. As long as people use search engines, okay? So it's like, look, but here's the thing that people are saying. There's been a lot of people that are saying AI is stealing my SEO traffic. Okay, this is my inquiry to you, okay? If you think that AI is stealing your traffic, okay, and you have proof that AI is stealing your traffic, okay, and I don't just mean your traffic decreased and you don't know what your SERPs are and you don't know what the, and you don't know how many searches there are, right? Because those are SEO problems, kind of, right? So if you have proof that your traffic is being reduced because of AI, please place that in the comments below, because I would love to see how AI has been lessening your traffic. And I would love to see how you know that it is AI and not something else. Okay. So yes, while people are using search engines, it's going to be a thing. Okay. Look, here's the other thing right now. There's a lot of videos and there's a lot of articles right now. And they're like, oh, how AI is destroying your traffic, how AI is destroying your search, blah, blah, blah. Look, okay, look, I want you to pretend for a second that you're an article writer, okay? And you get paid based on how many views your article gets, okay? Of course you're going to write articles that sound like that because then you get more visitors, okay? There's a lot of clickbait and then you click on it, right? And then the person, you know, receives money because they got a lot of views for the articles. So like, whatever. Look, there's a lot of articles and a lot of videos right now that are talking about this. But I would ask you to question, are they actually sharing actionable advice or is it just making you anxious about what's going to happen, okay? So anyway, look. So there's a couple things that we need to talk about, okay? First of all, nobody knows how AI actually works yet as it relates to search. Yes, there are people offering services to get listed in AI, okay? There are companies offering services to get listed in AI, get your website in AI, and get more traffic. Okay, cool. But nobody really knows how it works yet, so those people are kind of just selling you on your feeling of feeling fear at AI, right? Because nobody actually knows how it works. And we're actually going to talk a little bit about that because you may have heard of something called LLMS.txt. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, okay? Okay, anyway, look. So the point is this. Yes, at some point you are probably going to want to get your site listed in AI. Now let's talk about what that would look like, okay? Somebody asks, you know, AI or ChatGPT or something to question, and ChatGPT recommends your site and then you get visitors. Okay, that's cool. I think that's the end goal. Okay, I think that's the end goal. But what's happening right now is people are posting things on the forums and they're saying like, AI stole 70% of my traffic. First of all, no, it didn't. Okay, no, it didn't. Second of all, how do you know? Because your traffic is down 70%. Well, as you know, traffic is not an SEO metric, but wait a minute, because yes, I understand that you're concerned about traffic, okay? So if your traffic is down 70%, is your position the same as it was? Because if you're ranking in the same place and your traffic is down, then you have a search volume problem, okay? If searches are down 70%, then yeah, sure, maybe that's the reason, okay? But if your position dropped, that is not an AI problem, that is an SEO problem, okay? So anyway, look. Anyway, there are some articles that you may have seen or some videos that you may have seen that explain how to get found in AI, right? Let me restate, nobody knows exactly how this is working. Nobody knows exactly what to do. So they're probably just trying to sell you something based on you being scared that you're going to get passed over by AI, okay? That's really the only way that I can think to explain it right now. So let's talk a little bit now about what this is, okay? Because let me say, I just mentioned this, but yes, there are businesses that will say, we will have you added to AI, right? But hold on. If you guys remember the beginning of SEO, there were businesses that would say, we will get you listed in Google, which doesn't help. Being listed in a search engine is completely separate from ranking in the search engine. Many websites are listed in the search engine, okay? You're indexed, but you're not appearing in search. Those are different things. So we will get you listed in AI isn't really even a useful service, okay? Just clarifying that. Anyway, so here's another thing that I want to mention. I know this episode is kind of all over the place, but just anyways, okay. So look, I read an article and I cannot find it anymore. I read this like yesterday. Maybe you've seen it. It said AI is recommending lower ranking websites more than higher ranking websites. And I think it said something like websites in like on the bottom of page one are getting more mentions in AI than websites at the top of page one, which is actually very interesting because you would think that they would just use like the top ranking websites, of course, but maybe they're not. I don't know. Anyway, so here's another thing about AI. So I kind of want to talk about two more problems with AI that let's be honest, they're probably going to be solved in the future, okay? But whatever, we're talking about them. And then we're going to talk about AI content, and then we're going to talk about getting listed in AI or whatever, okay? So look, here's the first problem with AI. AI is wrong a lot, right? And yes, this will be resolved in the future. I agree with you. But for example, I was using ChatGPT the other day and I was asking about like a specific supplement, right? And it was like, that product doesn't exist. And I'm like, I just saw it on their website. And it was like checking the web. And it was like, nope, that product doesn't exist. And I was like, oh my gosh, but I just saw it. And it was like checking web. okay, the product does exist. And then it told me the wrong information about it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I asked about a different product and it told me like totally wrong, like the parts of the product it listed that like they're totally wrong. And I'm like, okay, so I don't rely on AI for correct data because I understand that it's just compiling and like blending what it reads together. And often it is very wrong, which brings me to sort of another point. And that is this. I just saw this article the other day too. There's something called AI fatigue. People are getting like frustrated with AI because it's tiring to use. Okay. Yeah, it's fun when you chat with ChatGPT. It's cool, but it's, look, and again, I'm agreeing with you that this problem will be fixed in the future. Okay. But it's kind of annoying to, at least when I'm using AI, whenever I read something, I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to go check this anyway, because who even knows if the data that it pulled is correct? Who knows if its conclusions that it's drawing from the details it's giving you is correct? Oftentimes it's wrong. Have you ever been chatting with ChatGPT and it tells you something and you're like, no, that's not right? And it's like, oh yeah, you're right, actually. It's like, okay, thanks. What else are you telling me that's not right? So anyway, I know this isn't really related to SEO. I'm just kind of, you know, like venting right now anyways. But look, let's talk about AI content for a minute, okay? Because this is actually a topic that comes up fairly often with people who schedule advisory calls with me and who email me questions. And I've seen these questions posted online and stuff too. So people often ask, when I'm making a PBN, can I use AI content? Can I have AI write my content, right? It would save a lot of time. Let's be honest. Writing content is kind of an ordeal, okay? But AI can churn out content very quickly. So can I just use that? Okay. Anecdotal stories suggest to me that maybe that's not the best idea, okay? I have heard reports of websites that are having difficulty getting indexed that are PBN sites that are using AI content. In fact, on the previous episode, when we're talking about how to find good backlinks, one of the things that I said was check the site before you buy a backlink, if possible. And if it's all AI content, don't get a backlink from it, okay? There's something called AI slop. AI slop is basically just content that was written by AI just to be written and doesn't really help you with anything. It's kind of like low quality content, or you know, like if you read a blog that doesn't really make any sense and it's just a blog that's just there, it's kind of like what AI slop is. Not exactly, but like kind of. So if you have a whole website full of information about some topic, but it was all written by AI, that probably isn't benefiting people, okay? Now, hold on, because I know that you're thinking, but grumpy SEO guy, you say that content quality is not a ranking factor, and it's not. However, I want you to think that you are a search engine, okay? I want you to visualize you are a search engine, and you know now that AI content can be written very quickly, okay? Do you think that you might write some program to detect AI content and not let it rank as high, or maybe not index those pages? Okay, why? Because it's low effort. Might not be low quality, but it's low effort. It's probably just generic. Most AI writing is generic. Okay, so look, I'm not saying don't use AI content, but what I am saying is there's a good chance that it is being filtered for, and you might not want to do it, which is the reason I tell you, if you're building a PBN, have it look like a normal website, okay? Normal websites are not full of AI articles, okay? They're not. Say what you will, but they're not. You can use AI, but make sure that it doesn't look like AI, okay? And that's up to you. That's up to you to figure out, okay? Anyways, it would make sense. Because remember, what does search engines do, okay? They assign value to things, right? Like how they rank things, right? They assign value to things. And one of the metrics that search engines use, as far as I understand, is how easy is it to fake something, okay? And if something is easy to fake, we've had episodes about this before. If something is easy to fake, it probably is not going to benefit much in the search results, okay? So let's, for example, Forum profile backlinks are easy to spam, so they don't help you very much, right? Social media profiles are easy to spam, so they don't help you very much. Can you think if social media, like if links from social media platforms helped you in SEO, everybody would have like thousands of them and everybody would rank really well because they would have, but they don't, it's easy to fake them so they don't count, right? Do you understand that concept? So if AI content is easy to fake or write in this case, it's probably not going to help you and might actually hurt you. Now, I know a lot of people don't share the same opinion as me, but based on how I realize search engines work, that makes sense to me that that would be the next logical step, okay? They'd be like, all right, look, we want, because what does a search engine claim that it needs? Good quality content. And we all know that good quality content is determined to be good quality based on its popularity and not if it's actually good, because we know that search engines can't tell good quality content from bad quality content, and we have episodes explaining the reason why, so we're not going to get into it here. But look, maybe we should just for a little bit, because like maybe somebody doesn't know the reason, but we're probably not going to. Anyway, so AI content is fine, but probably don't rely on it too much. Look, if people are saying, oh, my AI content is not ranking, right? And people are consistently saying this, maybe AI content is a bit of a struggle to rank. Maybe you shouldn't do it. Now, just to be complete here, I am going to share the opposite end of this argument, okay? If search engines really care about good quality content, it doesn't matter where the content comes from, if it was written by a human or if it was written by a machine. As long as it's good quality, it doesn't matter where it comes from, right? Right? I mean, you guys are all saying that good quality content matters, so it doesn't matter where it comes from as long as it's good quality, right? Am I saying AI can't? I don't even say that quality content is a metric that is useful, so it doesn't matter. But look, I just want to tell both sides of that argument, okay? I am telling you, as far as AI goes, do not rely too much on AI content, okay? You want to use it for ideas? Cool. You want to use it for like summaries? Cool. Don't have an entire website that's only AI because it might not rank. Again, I understand this violates some of the rules that most people think exist. However, it doesn't violate the rule that if it's easy to fake, it's not going to help you very much, okay? So let me just try to describe this one more time. I think that it is very possible that search engines are writing programs to check AI content, and if websites seem to be having AI content, they might not appear as high in the search engines because it's AI content, okay? I'm just saying that sounds like a thing that, you know, may happen. I don't know. Anyways, let's get back on topic now. So let's talk about how to get your website found in an AI. Because ultimately, this is what you want. You want somebody to ask an AI a question, and then AI says, good question, blah, 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 blah. Check out these websites, and your website is one of them, right? Like ultimately, like that's the task, right, that you would like to do. Okay. Nobody knows how to do it yet. Don't listen to anybody. You may have heard of something called LLMS.text. Okay. LLMS.text. Okay. You know, like robots.txt, right? You guys have heard of robots.txt, right? It's a file on your website that, you know, provides instruction to different bots and search engines and stuff. Okay. Anyways, LLMS.txt. Anyway, LLMS.txt is a file that is kind of close in purpose to robots.txt, but it's supposed to provide a way for LLMs, large language models, to navigate or consider your site. Okay, sounds great, and I'll be honest with you, sounds like a cool thing. Hey guys, all we have to do is add this LLMS.txt to our website, and an AI will like us. Okay, hold on for a second. There is an article on ahrefs.com. Okay, I'm going to give you the address. ahrefs.com/blog/ what-is-llms-text, okay? And then slash. Okay. Basically, this article explains what llms.text is. Okay, cool. It explains it. Yay. And then it basically says that it's a cool idea, but no one is using it yet. Okay. So what I'm telling you is do not pay attention to anybody who says you need, at least not right now, who says you need llms.text on your website. That's the way to do it. Because, I mean, you can do it, but the main companies, okay, that are creating the bots and stuff are not actually utilizing llms.text. So it's cool. It's a cool idea, but it's not really doing anything right now. Okay. Here's something else I wanted to share. So anyway, I've questioned some of our clients. It's like, have you had any decreases in traffic that you can like precisely attribute to AI? And nobody has said yes. and I think part of the reason is like, let's discuss how people use AI. Okay. People use it for all sorts of things, let's be honest. But if you have like a question that can be answered very quickly, that's I think that's fine for AI. I don't think a person needs to go to your website for that. And what's that person going to do, right? If they want to know how to do something that like AI can answer that question, they should probably just ask AI. They're probably not going to buy anything from you anyway. So like there's no reason. Even if you lose that traffic, it doesn't matter because they weren't going to buy anything from you anyway, right? Now this is different, of course, from AI recommending your website, for example, right? But like if somebody just has like a brief little question, right? If somebody has like a question they just need like an answer to, yeah, like they're not going to click on your website and navigate, like whatever, like AI just answered the question for them. Maybe it took that information from your website. Maybe it didn't. Who knows? But that's, I guess that's a loss of traffic, but it's not like a loss of sales or something because like they weren't going to buy anything from you anyway, right? Like I don't know how else to explain this. I think it might be okay to say that like the internet is changing. And I think that this is honestly what I think. So it's fair to say that AI provides a different purpose than SEO, right? Or than search engines. Like I use ChatGPT, for example, I use ChatGPT sometimes, but I don't ask it the same questions that I type into Google or whatever, right? Because if I'm asking ChatGPT something, I maybe want like a different perspective on a thing that you're probably not going to get from a website anyway, right? Like, I don't know how to explain this. Like, but like if I want to buy something though, I certainly don't ask ChatGPT what I should buy. I Google the thing and then, you know, I go on Reddit and I read reviews and then like I maybe will look at reviews on YouTube or something, but I'm not like so ChatGPT, you know, like maybe I'm just like a different case, right? But I don't use ChatGPT like that. I've never asked ChatGPT for a recommendation of a website to buy something from. If I learn about anything on ChatGPT, I go, oh, that's cool. And then I go Google it and I find out what are people saying about it? Who's selling it? How much does it cost? Like that kind of thing. And same thing when I Google something, you know, you got that AI summary at the top. I'll look through it really quick. And if it's a short question, like, yeah, okay, cool. I got my answer. Good. And now I'm happy because I don't even need to go to a website and scroll through and try and find it, even though I occasionally do that anyway. Because, you know, look, the AI summary is literally a summary. Like, it might not even be right, you know? So I don't know, whatever. But it's like, if I have a quick question, yeah, I don't care that I didn't go to a website, but that's not bad for SEO. That just means the internet's becoming more efficient. Okay? So I don't see this as a problem that other people do. I think that search engines and AI are used for different reasons. I have conversations with ChatGPT. I look for things on search engines, okay? I don't ask, maybe other people do, but I don't ask for product recommendations on ChatGPT because I know that it was probably trained by biased information anyway, right? It's a different topic. But it's not, I don't think that, first of all, I don't think that AI is like destroying SEO. Like I absolutely don't think that's the case. Now, the predictions are that like in a couple years, like, oh, it's going to have totally replaced it. I doubt, like seriously, I really don't think that's going to be the case. Maybe there will probably, and nobody knows the answer, by the way, there will probably be some kind of combination of the two, right? AI will probably feature more heavily in search engines, right? And maybe AI will have a different manner of providing results. Maybe it will take on more of a search engine type functionality. But for at least right now, people are still using search engines to search for things, and they're using AI to like find new ideas and, you know, have conversations and like that kind of stuff. So look, maybe I'm totally wrong. I don't really know. But I feel like search engines are still going to be a thing for a long time. And if I learn how to get your website listed in an AI, I will tell you, because that's a useful piece of information. There will probably be something in the future where people are trying to get their website to show up higher in the recommendations from the different AIs, okay? And there's only going to be a few ways to do that anyway. Just like there's only a few ways that Google, for example, can determine how and where to rank content, there's only a few ways that the AI could be able to do this, okay? And so in the meantime, all right, this is just general advice. In the meantime, keep creating good content, okay, that you wrote that makes sense and that is useful, not because it's a ranking factor, but because you want it to be useful. And we all know that quality of content is unrelated to where you rank, but it is a factor of if people want to read your content. So write good content, get mentioned on different places, right? Because nobody knows what AI looks at, and probably if you're, you know, there's probably some analog to backlinks, okay, that is either in effect or is going to be in effect with AI, okay? And I don't even want to like guess right now, cuz people are going to like quote me as having said that, but look, there's probably some popularity metric, okay? Remember, ranking in Google, for example, is largely a popularity contest, right? We've had other episodes that describe how authority is representing popularity, and you rank because you're popular, not because you're useful, okay? There is probably something similar to that with AI. I don't know what it is yet, and neither does anyone else, so probably don't pay people right now to do AI optimization for you, because it would be like paying a content writer to make you rank higher. It's not going to work, and they don't know what they're talking about. Or maybe they do. Honestly, I have not seen any evidence that AI is taking anybody's traffic. I've seen a lot of people post about it online, but I kind of wonder if maybe they're just looking for an excuse that their traffic dropped, or maybe they didn't have any traffic anyway. So I'm not sure what to tell you. And I know that normally on my podcast, we're like, this is how this works, do it this way. But like, ultimately, nobody really knows what's happening with AI. So I would like to I just wanted to share my thoughts and tell you guys to just relax a little bit, because SEO is probably going to be here for a very long time. Maybe it's going to change. Maybe it's going to be a little bit different. It keeps changing all the time anyway. So I don't know. Again, I don't know. Put an LLMS.txt file on your website if you want. Go look at that article I recommended. It'll tell you more about it. But I'm not really sure what else to share. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later.
You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work.
Join us next Wednesday for another episode.